ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुवन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. टुडे आई वुड लाइक टू स्पीक ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ पॉजिटिव आउटलुक, सीइंग ऑल विथ इक्वल विजन. लेट्स टेक अ वर्स फ्रॉम गीता. इन भगवद्गीता 5.18 लॉर्ड कृष्णा सेज, विद्याविनय संपन्ने ब्राह्मणे गविहस्तिनी शुनी चैव शपाके च पंडिता समदर्शिनः. हियर ही सेज, लॉर्ड कृष्णा सेज, द हम्बल सेज, हम्बल सेजेस बाय वर्च ऑफ ट्रू नॉलेज सी विथ इक्वल विजन ए लर्नड एंड जेंटल ब्राह्मण, अ काउ, एन एलिफेंट, अ डॉग एंड अ डॉग ईटर और एन आउटकास्ट. द वैदिक scriptures teach us how to become broad minded in seeing everybody with equal vision. Like is they said here, you see a human being like a gentle brahmana, cultured brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog and a dog eater. Each of them externally behave differently. You see, a cow is a animal, domestic animal, and a elephant is a huge animal. A dog is sometimes feared when he bites, and a dog eater is a chandala. He may have very localized habits, and a dog eater, and a gentle brahmana is learned. But how can we see all these people equally? That equality is possible only when we know the knowledge of soul. The pure spirit soul in all the bodies is similar in quality. Like somebody is driving a Luna, somebody is driving a Maruti, somebody is driving a Benz car, somebody is driving a tractor, somebody is driving a plane. But in all these different vehicles, that the person who is driving is the same person, similar type of human being. Similarly, the soul also is similar in all these bodies. The soul is the real person who is driving different external vehicles of these bodies. There is a story of Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar, one famous personality. One day, he was wearing a simple dhoti and a kurta, and he went to a marriage party. At the entrance, he was stopped by the watchman. Because the watchman thought, he looks very niggardly, with very simple dress. This marriage party is for gentlemen who come in coat, suit, boot and tie and everything. So he stopped him at the gate and sent him away. So Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar was a very popular personality. And pretty rich, pretty famous. So he went home, dressed up himself in coat, suit, boot and everything, tie and everything. He came in a big coach, silver coach. When the coach came and stopped, the watchman, like this, he saluted. "Good morning, sir." And then he gave him way to go in, so he went in. When he went inside, during the dinner, he took the food and gave it to his shirt and said, shirt, please eat it. And everybody was watching. Is he crazy or what? People are wondering, why is he behaving like this? The host came to watch what's happening. People are crowding around Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar. So he laughed and said, "You see, I came for the marriage party. I was denied entrance. But now I came with this dress and I was allowed entry inside. So I understand that the respect is only for the external dress. So I am feeding the food for the dress because I was not entitled to come in," he said. And everybody had a great laughter. So we can see in this society, people make differences based on caste, creed, color, nationality. India has no problem with Zimbabwe, but India has problem with Pakistan. So we call it Pakraman when there is a match. Similarly, the whites have problem with blacks. This is racism. But Bhagavad Gita teaches us, don't discriminate based on the superficial material body, which is only a vehicle for the soul. The soul is pure. And the soul in all the bodies is similar. Once when I was in America, in one particular temple, I saw one tall African. Many Africans are pretty tall and they are hefty. And I also saw one tall American. They both were in the temple hall. You know, they both were devotees, Vaishnavas, Krishna devotees. And they were embracing each other, smiling. So it really surprised me, because I have heard before that the whites and blacks used to have problem. But here I am finding a black African and a white American embracing each other. I laughed to myself, because it appeared to me as if Purnima and Amavasya have come together. So one was very black, one was very white. But they did not see the external covering this material body, because they knew that the pure spirit soul is similar in quality in each of the bodies. Just see how wonderful it is. Vedas are teaching us how to make friendship with everybody without seeing any differences in caste, creed, color. What to speak of human beings? You all know Hitler at one point of time killed millions of Jews. Stalin also killed millions of people simply based on some racism. You see, true religion is that which teaches you to love all living beings. Seeing that in all living bodies there is a pure spirit soul, which is a child of God, a part and parcel of God, and deserves to be loved and protected. So why did Hitler kill so many millions simply based on their religion? You see? Simply based on the superficial skin. In fact, within ISKCON society, I know people who are coming from a Jewish background. There are sannyasis and gurus coming from German background. But I know one of them coming from a Jew background and a German background. They both sitting together, taking prasadam together and smiling and having great fun. How they don't have any enmity. So one of the swamis coming from a Jewish background said, "You see, my ancestors were killed by your ancestors." What he meant was, my ancestors were Jews and your ancestors were Hitler. So Hitler killed the Jews. But I have no problem with you. Why? Because I know that you are not this material body. You are the pure spirit soul. So I have become your good friend, because we both have a common father who is Krishna, the Supreme God. So anyone who knows that we all have only one Supreme Capital G-O-D, Father, God, who says in Bhagavad Gita, "Aham Bija Pradaha Pita," I am the seed-giving father for all the species of life, not only humans. Krishna says even animals also. So that is why in Vedic life, the cows were lovingly treated. They were bathed, they were in certain occasions the Gopuja was done. Their horns were painted very nicely. The cows were maintained in the home very lovingly. And people used to extract the milk from the cow. A part of the milk goes to the calf. And the calf is not supposed to drink all the milk, otherwise the calf will die. That's how God has created. So a portion of the milk is first given to the calf, then rest of it is used by all the human beings. And that cow's milk goes to our brain, nourishes the brain tissues and awakens spiritual acumen, by which you can understand about God by studying scriptures, and you have a healthy mind and a healthy body. In fact, cow's milk is the only substitute for the mother's breast milk, you see. And such a cow is being killed in huge organized slaughterhouses. Millions of them are being killed now. Why? Because modern man may be very advanced in material education, but he has no knowledge of the difference between material body and the spirit soul. So we treat cows respectfully as we treat the human beings. We also treat the dogs respectfully by giving them some food. We treat cats, we treat mice, we treat all the living beings. Even a caterpillar passing on the road, we would never like to put our boots on them. Rather, we would pick them up and put them in the greenery. Because we know there is a spirit soul sitting in that body. You see? So this is Vedic life, which teaches us to see everyone equally. At the same time, you know, they are all sitting in different bodies. How to relate with them? You may keep a cow at home and bathe the cow. You may keep the dog in the entrance of the house and feed some food and send away. So we respect all the animals, but we don't pick up the dirty animals like a pig or something and keep in the home. So on one hand, we are able to respect the Atma in all the bodies and care for them, show our love for them. At the same time, we also know how to behave in this world, because the body is covering upon the soul. And the body is changed by the soul, birth after birth. So here he says, the humble sages respect all living beings. A gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater, by seeing them as a child of God. Respecting them as a child of God. This is true equality. True equality cannot be brought about by making a classless society as the modern man is thinking about. By seeing the pure spirit soul in all the bodies, we can have true equality. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.